Don't know if you were listening to the news a little bit earlier. You might have heard the whole MMA Peppa Pig debacle. And it's just a great story, so we had to come back to it. So imagine you stayed up all night to watch the packed Bellator 206, only to be denied watching the main event because in America it was aired at like 6 o'clock in the morning, so people were either staying up.
The main event was like 10 o'clock.
Over here, that's right. People were either staying up all night over the weekend, as people are tempted to do. They think, I'll just keep going and just have a few more drinks. And then when the fight was meant to happen, viewers couldn't believe that Peppa Pig came on instead.
You see, it was 6 a.m. So 6 a.m., Channel 5 went, oh, restrictions, we can't show fighting at 6 a.m. because kids are up. So they just switched to their regularly scheduled 6 a.m. Peppa Pig program.
So instead of Musasi and McDonald's beating the crap out of each other, they got Peppa Pig and her pals doing something extremely non-violent. And a lot of people weren't happy, but... you know, UFC are never ones to sit on their hands and miss a promo opportunity. So the next fight that's going to happen in MMA and UFC will be, of course, our very own Conor McGregor versus Peppa Pig. In fact, the press conference is on at the moment.
We must not take photos. It's quite hard work, but my mummy and daddy are helping a little tiny bit.
I came back for the love of this. I am going to truly, truly love putting a bad, bad beating on this little glass jaw rat.
I will take the money.
I have money.
And you can stack the shelves.
Ask these nuts. I don't have to do nothing for nobody.
What big eyes you have. What big teeth you have.
I'm right in front of you. No weapons. You talk the big game, now I'm here. Right in front of you. Do something about it. Do something about it. Yeah, you'll do nothing.
Help! Oh, help!
Dermot and Dave. On Today FM.